All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me give that to you again. The web address for Mock Academy is www.mockacademy, all one word. And again, that is MACH academy.com. And their phone number is 706-796-5046. They're located at the Fleming Tennis Center at 1850 Chester Avenue. And as Ms. Jones mentioned, they have their satellite branch at Diamond Lakes. And I do encourage you, go ahead and get your children registered. I would encourage you to think about not only the upcoming clinic and camps, but also think about getting them engaged year-round with the Mock Academy. Remember, they have the technology program that's in play now, Technology and Tennis for Life Project, and they're getting them involved with the coding and other things that can get them prepared for what can happen with regards to the boom, the coming boom in technology in general, and possibly cybersecurity in particular, right here in the Augusta area. So be thinking about that. Healthy minds, healthy bodies. You're dealing with the whole person. Mock Academy. All righty. We're still looking at our teens, at our young people, and they're working with the with our children from age 3 to 18 at Mock Academy. I want to share with you something that's happening with regards to people maybe in their late teens, not as young as 3, 5, or even 8, but still looking at our kids as BBC helps us take a look into the future. And as we look into the future, I'm going to give you this heads up. We're also going to be taking a look at what is happening right now. Let's take a look at what's happening right now, see if we can get a sense of what might be happening in the future, particularly with regards to how our children, our teens, might be helping to shape that future. Taking a look at prosthetics. Any of you use prosthetics or have a loved one who uses prosthetics? You know, way back when, they were considered to be pretty crude. Back in Roman times, the general Marcus Sergius had an iron hand made when his own hand was cut off in battle. He'd strap it to his arm while he fought some enemies, including Hannibal. But it was little more than an accessory. What about the courage of that man? He had one hand cut off during battle, had an iron hand strapped to his arm afterwards, and continued to fight in more battles. By the Victorian era, prosthetics were becoming a bit more creative and a bit more useful. Fast forward to 2018, and millions of people still don't have access to the technology that they need. And it turns out that losing a limb is a lot more common than people realize. In fact, according to the World Health Organization, how many amputees would you say there are in the developing world alone? How many amputees in the developing world? Would you believe 40 million? 4 million would have been a lot, right? That would have been a huge number. But ladies and gentlemen, 40 million amputees in the developing world, and only 5% of them have access to any form of prosthesis. 5% of 40 million have access to any form of prosthesis. There's hope. A number of teenage inventors are tackling that challenge. Though in many countries they're too young to drink, drive, or vote, they're already inventing low-cost solutions for people in need. I know some of you who do have loved ones who have prostheses, and you know some of the background information on that. Some of you who yourselves do have the prostheses, you know they can be costly. And so it's pretty significant that these teens are inventing prostheses that are not only truly usable, but also low cost. Take 19-year-old Shiva Nathan, an undergraduate research assistant at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He spent his childhood playing video games, which was surprisingly useful training for engineering prosthetics. Would you have made that connection? Video games, engineering prosthetics. But he says he found the video games that he played as a child very useful training for engineering prosthetics. In fact, his uncle is a neurologist, and he bought a MindWave mobile headset for him to play around with to see if he could do anything interesting with it. Well, the headset works using EEG technology. And of course, you know that EEG machines, equipment, measures the electrical impulses produced by neurons in the brain. It's been used for decades by doctors as a way of diagnosing epilepsy. But today is widely marketed as being able to read brain signals that allow users to play games without lifting a finger. Playing games without lifting a finger. Can you imagine that? Around the time that Nathan received his headset, he heard about a distant cousin in India who had lost both of her arms in an explosion. When he learned about her injuries and learned about the prosthetics that she had received, he was pretty convinced that he could build better ones. Sometimes it's not absolute necessity that is the mother of invention. In other words, there's something that is needed and is nowhere to be found. Sometimes that is the mother of invention. Sometimes improving upon what is already in existence is the mother of invention. And that's what was happening with Shiva. Though there are many cutting-edge prosthetics already on the market, from hands that let their wearer feel the texture of objects to those that can see for themselves, a lot of these prosthetics cost $30,000, give or take. $30,000, and not everyone has $30,000. As important as the prosthetic would be, $30,000 can be hard to come up with. So armed with his gaming headset and a $30 microcontroller, a device that can be programmed and then connected to other devices, such as a television, Nathan set out making a prosthetic arm that would be available to anyone. Other than the microcontroller and the headset, the device was made entirely from materials from Nathan's local electronics store. Can you imagine that? Now, you're talking about creativity here. The local electronics store provided everything he needed with the exception of the microcontroller and the headset. And this is how it works. The machine uses an EEG headset that's connected by Bluetooth to a microcontroller. The headset is then able to read the person's brain waves, the wearer's brain waves, and based on the signals it receives from the brain, it can send that data via Bluetooth to the arm, which can then control its movements. Other than the microcontroller and the headset, the device is made entirely from local electronics store. The schematics are all online. The programs for it are all online. And you should be ideally able to program one yourself with off-the-shelf components. This prosthesis that he made, just in case you're thinking that it's probably, okay, something that, you know, cousin would use because cousin made it. Mm-mm. This is not shabby by any stretch of the imagination. This is a prosthesis that has won numerous awards, including prizes from the 2013 National Micromedic Contest and 2014 Bluetooth Breakthrough Awards. Let me tell you about at least one more teen who's really doing it as soon as I come back.